Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, listeners, a few weeks ago, Dr. David Duggan, professor of medicine and oncologist from SUNY Upstate, bravely agreed to come and talk to us about Medicaid and Medicare. Well, we ran out of time with many questions still to go, so we asked Dr. Duggan to return to help us even further. Good morning, Dr. Duggan.
Good morning.
And welcome back. Let's give our listeners a brief reminder of where we were in our conversation, okay? Let's start with Medicaid. Explain to us what Medicaid is.
Well, Medicaid is a special program that's administered jointly by the federal government in cooperation with each state. And it's designed to provide medical coverage to specific populations of people. It's not just for the poor. Many poor people don't qualify for Medicaid, but specific populations such as children, patients who have end-stage renal failure and need dialysis, and other special groups do get coverage under this program.
And that's coverage they apply for, and they haven't necessarily paid into. And I'm contrasting it then with Medicare, which is?
Well, Medicare is the federal government's plan for health care for the over 65 crowd.
I noticed you didn't say elderly. I appreciate that.
And it was begun back in the Johnson administration's Great Society slate of legislation. And it really provides basic medical coverage for people over the age of 65.
Right. And people retire into it. And they can partake at the age of 65, and they've paid into it throughout their working lives.
That's correct. We're all paying on our payroll checks right now.
Yes, we are. And when we get our paychecks, we can look and just see that chunk that's been taken out.
That's right.
The whole idea, though, was so that we could set aside money as we worked, so that when we got older, just like we get Social Security, we've set money aside, that we would then have the medical help that we would need to have. So now it's been divided into four parts. Let's talk about those briefly.
Okay. Well, A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
Part A pays for hospitals primarily.
Okay.
So if you get admitted to the hospital and they send you a bill, most of that will be covered by Medicare.
Okay.
Part B is professional services, primarily for physicians, but other health care providers that participate in Medicare get paid through Part B as well.
Okay.
Part C is the what many people would call managed Medicare. It is Medicare provided through private insurers.
Right, and I'd like to come back to that in a moment.
And that allows them to provide some broader flexibility in the types of coverage that you might get.
Okay.
And then Part D is the new drug benefit.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard a lot about that, and that helps to cover a large portion, but not all, of the costs of prescriptions.
Right, and we're reading a lot now about what they call that donut hole, and so I do want to come back and talk about that in a moment. Let's make a better distinction between Part B and Part C, because I think there are a lot of questions, and you know, I speak to a lot of groups, particularly of seniors, and quite often they say to me, what am I supposed to do with this Advantage plan, and I'm being contacted by this company and this company and this company, and they have a lot of trouble making the distinction. So let's explain what the distinction is and how they might get better coverage in one direction or another, and then we have kind of one source for them to go for help with the state, and I want to make sure we talk about that too. So let's talk about some of those distinctions between B and C. What are some of the basic coverages they get with B? And maybe B for basic, it's a good way to remember it.
Well, I think that's it's a basic but relatively comprehensive set of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And if a procedure or a service has been demonstrated to be reasonably effective and safe, then it's covered.
Okay.
And
is it covered 100%?
It is not covered 100%.
Under B?
Under B.
Okay.
The strength of B is it really is quite comprehensive. Virtually any major problem that you might encounter will be covered under Part B.
All right. So if you are 65 or older, or aren't there also some, are there some disabled people that can also take?
There are some disabled people, but the majority is for patients, people.
Sure.
65 and older.
All right. So if you're 65 and older and there is a procedure that has any kind of documentation that it's effective and helpful, then usually patients can get that covered to, what is it, 80%?
It's about 80% of, and it's actually changed over the years. When Medicare first was initiated, people would be paid at a proportion of what they charged,
mm-hmm.
and now there is a standard fee schedule that's published, and Medicare will pay up to that limit. And that limit is established by an analysis done by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Mm-hmm.
based on what's called the relative value system, where they try to factor in all the contributing factors to the cost, which include the complexity of the service, the cost of the components of the service. If you're having surgery, what's the cost of the staff in the operating room and the special hardware and the capital costs for the hospital. It's very complicated, but basically it's a form that tries to describe the cost of the service and then pay for those costs.
I see. So I'm going to ask you in a few minutes about how this affects you as a doctor, but I imagine this is a big portion of it, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So those basics are covered in B. Then what is the Medicare Advantage program? And I know that it's private, and it's private companies kind of handling Medicare for patients. But what's the difference? Can they offer more than that?
They can offer much more than that if they choose to.
Okay.
And what they might offer may be attractive to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
It may be of limited medical benefit, but something that people want. So it might be offered as a marketing tool.
Okay.
And yet, since the Medicare Part B is relatively comprehensive, there are very few things that can be offered through these Advantage plans that really are fundamentally important.
I see.
So it's the difference between buying a basic car or the LX or whatever, the DX, whatever the upper trim level is.
So maybe you get some bells and whistles.
You get some bells
saying.
And whistles.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I know when I speak to these senior groups, sometimes they have coverage through their previous employer, in particular school districts and places like that. And they say to me, what's the advantage? And I say, my answer is usually, I don't know enough about it. I can't answer that question. But then I tell them to contact the state because that is a good resource for them, isn't it?
Yeah, this is way too complicated for them, for a mere mortal to understand.
Right, and I remember you said you've been trying to get through it with your parents.
Oh, it's incredibly challenging because each of the private payers has several plans mm-hmm. that you can choose from, mm-hmm. and they offer widely different types of benefits. So you really need to speak to an expert, someone that really understands this, and I would recommend that anyone that's considering purchasing a Medicare Advantage plan do that.
Yes, and they can do that through the state, and we're going to put all that contact information on our HealthLink On Air website. But I think it's also important to say they need somebody objective to talk to them about it, because you can ask the insurance companies who want to sell you that policy, and even though they might give you some basic information, they're also going to put some selling speak in there, and you might not get the objective information you need to
have.
That's
an absolutely important
right.
point.
Let's talk about some of those extra coverages that we might not think about typically, because going to the doctor and having a procedure is one thing, but what about things like dentistry or vision coverage?
Yeah, and those are quite limited in, well, dentistry is not covered in the typical sense under Medicare.
Under Medicare Part B.
Under Medicare Part B. And you can get all kinds of services under an Advantage plan.
Mm-hmm.
You can get therapeutic massage under some. You can get chiropractic coverage that's beyond what Medicare will provide. Medicare does pay for some chiropractic services.
It does.
But not for all.
Mm-hmm.
And these offerings vary dramatically from plan to plan. But if there's something that's important for you that you consider important for your health, that may be an important thing for you to understand.
Absolutely. So some of these extras, like, as I said, dentistry or vision, those kinds of things, people just have to take a really close look at the offerings of some of the Advantage plans because they really won't find them in the Medicare plans.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So now, what does this mean to you as a doctor? And I think what I'd like our listeners to come away with this morning is a sense of this is the payment system. This is your source of income. This is how you keep the lights on in your office. This is how you pay your staff. This is how you keep the rent in your building. And people need to understand that you have costs involved. And when they hear about Medicare cuts in Congress or Medicaid cuts at the state level, whatever it is, that affects them too, even if they can't see it directly. So let's explain how that happens.
Well, as Medicare goes, so goes the nation when it comes to health care reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
And
you mean insurance companies follow
along. Other insurance companies follow that.
That's
most
right.
of the many of the contracts that physicians will have with private payers will be based on Medicare and paid at a percentage of Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Nationwide, the private payers pay about 120% of what Medicare provides, or another way to look at that is that Medicare pays 85% of what the average private system pays.
Mm-hmm.
But as Medicare goes up and down, the private payers often follow suit. And what this means to doctors is that when Medicare in the most recent legislation that defines how the fee schedule will be defined for physicians. There was a provision put in about trying to limit the rate of increase of Medicare costs. And basically it says if we spend more on Medicare Part B in total, then we will reduce the amount paid for each procedure to physicians.
And
that's
see.
What we've heard about all the rate cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So if we spend 10% more this year and inflation was only 3%, they spread that extra 7% out through rate cuts.
I see.
And that makes it very difficult to run a practice because costs keep rising, and especially for physicians who are at the lower end of the net income range, who are primary care physicians.
Primary care is really hurting.
Extraordinarily difficult to deal with.
And it's primary care that we're really trying to focus on our efforts on now to get people into care at all.
Absolutely. Primary care is the most important part of any national health system in the world, and we have undervalued it in the United States, and we continue to undervalue it, and until we change that, we will not get the health care outcomes that we deserve.
And that is absolutely true, and that's a great place to end our discussion and invite you to come back yet another time. You've been immensely helpful. Thank you so much, Dr. David Duggan.
My pleasure.
And listeners, we need to take a break, but please do stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.